Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We ask you to bless the hearing of your word. May your people never be the same. Mature your people in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning, my subject is walking on the sea of life. The subject is walking on the sea of life. And our text is from Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boats and go before him. And please note, before him, to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he has sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now note, the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, that is towards dawn, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." Verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, that is Peter and Jesus walking together on the sea, they got into the boat. The Bible says that the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." May God's anointing and breakthrough be upon the hearing and the reading of his word. Amen. So my subject is walking on the sea of life, and I'm using the word sea metaphorically to stand for life. In other words, life is like being on the sea. Our life on this earth is like being on the sea. And you understand that the earth is made up of three-fourth water, or sea. So many times in life, we have to, as kings of the earth, walk over the sea of life. We have to walk on the sea. And you know that the sea has a potential to drown you and to overwhelm you. That is how life is. It has a potential to overcome you, so to speak, or overwhelm you. But God wants us to be masters or kings of this life and walk over something that has a tendency or potential to overwhelm us. And I want us to understand also that there are three attitudes or graces that has been exhibited by human beings towards the sea of life, towards life as a sea. And the first one is in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, where Moses is with the people of Israel and about to encounter the Red Sea. The Bible makes us to know that Moses was praying before or at the bank of the Red Sea. But the Lord told him that, "Why are you praying to me? And why are you crying to me? Tell the people of Israel to move towards the sea. And you, stretch your rod over the sea and divide it." Now Moses did that, and then he parted the sea into two, and they managed to walk on dry ground. Now, the second grace that humans have shown towards the sea of life was exhibited by Elijah in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 8, where Elijah is about to go to heaven, and then he encounters the Jordan River, and
The Bible says that he took his jacket, he just folded the jacket and slapped the water. He did not pray and cry like Moses, because a higher grace was coming. And so when he slapped the river with his mantle or with his jacket, the Bible says that the water parted into two, and Elijah and Elisha walked on dry land through the midst of the river. Now, the ultimate or the final grace towards life as a sea is in Matthew chapter 14, where we just read, where Jesus Christ, the Bible makes us to know that he walked on the water. Jesus Christ didn't have to cry or pray like Moses. He didn't have to part the river like Elijah or like Moses. He just saw the sea and he walked right over it. And that is a kind of grace and a kind of anointing and a kind of message of putting us on top of life, or on top of the sea of life, on top of this world that Jesus Christ brought unto us. The Bible says that he came with grace, not like the grace of Moses or the grace of Elijah, but God wants us to look at life and just walk over life. He made it that simple for all humanity who receive him and receive his word and trust in him to be able to rule the waves of life and to be able to walk over the storms of life. May this higher overcoming grace of Jesus be yours today, because you belong to him, because he is living in your heart. May this mercy of God, may this grace towards life that was upon Jesus be on you, so that you just walk over the waves and the storms of this life. Now, in Matthew 14 and verse 22, the Bible says that immediately Jesus made his disciple, or he compelled his disciples to get into the boat and to go before him to the other side, whilst he sent the multitude away. And there is something that I want to draw your attention onto, because many times in life, or sometimes in life, you can be led by God actually into trouble or into problems. Sometimes we get the impression that when God is leading you, nothing bad can happen to you, or no trouble will befall you. But that is really not the case, because the Bible teaches that sometimes you can be directed by Jesus Christ that go to the other side, or take a particular step, and then that step will land you into trouble. It will give you a lot of problems. But I need to make us understand quickly that these troubles are not against you, but they are for you. There is nothing in life that happens to you. Everything in life happens for you. That is what the Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 23 to 24, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. And verse 24 says that though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, because the Lord will uphold him with his hands. And that is the kind of thing that Jesus Christ did for Peter. When Peter was about falling, the Bible says that although the steps of Peter was ordered by the Lord, yet he was falling. And you must understand that your life is ordered by God. It does not mean that you will not fall in your walk, because even your fall is ordered by God, is commanded by God that there should be a falling, so that his right hand will hold you, like the right hand of Jesus Christ held the hands of Peter. If you have not failed in life before, then you are not tried and you are not tested. Actually, you cannot sustain success. God wants to balance your life, and he balances your life with failure. And this is not to glorify failure or afflictions or troubles on the sea of life, but on our way to the other side of life, on our way to the prosperous side of life, on our way to the blissful side of life, on our way to the successful side of life, on our way to the side of significance and the side of blessing, it will look like we are on our own, because Jesus Christ just directs them that you go and I am coming. You take the lead. And it's as if he gave you a direction and then he withdrew himself from you and left you on your own. And that is a reality that we will face or we face in life. Sometimes in life, it is as if you are on your own. It is as if Jesus directed you and then he withdrew himself, and then problems and trouble came when you were just being obedient to the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want us to know something in verse 22. I made you to underline that Jesus Christ told them to go before him. So where was Jesus? He was behind them. So all of the troubles that the people faced, who was behind it? It was Jesus. He was behind the whole thing. And I like to tell people that whatever situation that you are facing in your life right now, no matter whether you were directed by yourself or you were directed by God, once your steps are ordered by the Lord, I want you to understand that the Lord is behind the circumstance that you are facing. In other words, he knows something about it. Hallelujah. He asks you to go ahead and then the trouble has come. If he is behind you, then he is behind the situation that you are facing right now. I want us to understand that the situations of life, or the troubles of life, the storms of life, is a setup not for us to be overcome on the sea of life. It is not for us to be swallowed and to be engulfed by shame and by sickness and by lack and by mediocrity and by unfulfillment. The reason for the troubles and the problems of life is not for overwhelming us, but it is rather to introduce you to Jesus Christ. It is rather to introduce you to the solution, because he is a solution to the storms of life. He is a solution to the problems of life. He is the victory of life that we all are crying and longing for. So I need to make you to understand that it is the Lord who set us up in our lives. If we are Christians, we have accepted him. The Bible says that our steps are ordered by the Lord. So everything, he is the one who is behind it, not for our evil, but for our good, but to introduce us unto himself, who is the calmer of the storms of life. Now, the Bible makes us to know that the boat of the disciples was in the middle of the sea, and it was being troubled. It was tossed here and there. And you need to understand that if you are in the middle of a situation, it is not your plan. It was not, in fact, your plan for you to even come on this earth. He said, I go before me on this earth. And it was as if he was not with you. And that is how life is started. Jesus Christ, or God, releases us into this life. And it is not our fault that we are human beings and we are around. It is not our fault that you are a female. It is not your plan that you are a male. It is not your plan to become an African. It was not your plan to become an European. It was not your plan to become an Asan, to become an Ehun. It was not your plan to become a Te. It was not your plan to become a Mesa. It was not your plan to become an Owusu. It was God's plan. He said, I go ahead. Owusu answer. Better still. He said, I go ahead of me in life. And then he took the stage. I want you to know that your whole life is a setup. And God is behind whatever thing that is happening to you right now. So if you are listening to me and you feel that you are on your own in this life, and who asked me to come around, who released me into this life, I want you to know that your life is a setup to introduce you to Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. So here you are in the middle of life, in the middle of a business, in the middle of a ministry. You have reached a point of no return. You cannot get back, and you are having problems in the middle of your life's journey on the face of this earth. Yet the Lord wants us to be able to walk like Jesus Christ did over the waves of life and over the sea of life. I want us to understand that no matter how troubled you are, no matter how disturbed you are, no matter how much of problems that you have, the Bible says that we are well able to handle the sea of life. The Bible gives us a reason why there was trouble and disturbance in verse 24. It says that, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves. And the reason is that for the wind was contrary. Shall we all say the wind was contrary? You see, the winds of life on the sea of life talks about knowledge. It talks about a mentality. It talks about an idea. It is about a certain mindset. When a mindset is contrary, when a mentality is contrary to the thoughts of God or to the word of God or to the commission of God, then a storm will arise. Then trouble will arise. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, that we should not be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. So wind stands for teaching or ideas or mentality or mindset or knowledge. And that is the thing you need to understand, that the main thing that you have to battle with in this life is a wrong idea, is a wrong mentality, is a wrong knowledge, is a wrong mindset. Because the winds of this life are not calculated to enhance the assignment that the Lord has put upon your life. The wind is going to be contrary to you. The ideas, the teaching, the concepts of human beings, their expectation is going to be contrary to the assignment that the Lord has given unto you. So you have to be mindful, or rather you have to be strong in this life against the winds of life, against the belief system of the people all around you. You need to be strong against a certain kind of mentality that is blowing so strong, and it can blow so strong that it can disturb the assignment that the Lord has put upon your life. And I need to make you to understand that you need to be able to master the winds of life. You need to be able to move major blocks of opinion, blocks of mentality that people have, that human beings have, that Africans have, that people in your family, they have. Because that is a wind that is contrary to the assignment Jesus gave you, that go to the other side of life. And you need to be able to be strong against all of these opinion of people that they have about you, about people like you, about females, about males, about black people, about people in your family, about people of your color, about people in your nation. They are blocks of opinion. They are contrary winds that are blowing all around us so strong that if you don't take care, you'll be toppled on the sea of life. But the Lord wants us to be strong against these mentality and teachings and contrary ideas and winds. He wants us to be able to handle it. Now, how do we deal with these winds that are causing the waves to toss and that are bringing troubles to us? How do we walk on the sea of life? It is by faith. The Bible says that, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. So the way to be able to overcome in this world, the way to be able to walk on the sea of life and exhibit the grace of Jesus, walk as a king in this life, is for you to be able to live your life by faith in the word of God. That is why when Peter was told by Jesus together with his friends that it is I, don't be afraid, Peter spoke up to Jesus and said that if it is you, then command me to come to you on the water. Hallelujah. It was Peter that showed or that spoke up to Jesus, and then he said that if it is really you, as you have first of all spoken to me, that I should not be afraid, then command me to come to you on the water. Because Peter is teaching us a lesson, or the Lord is teaching us a lesson, that the way that I am walking on the water, that is Jesus, is by faith. And by faith, you too, you can. Now we know that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So Peter invites a word from Jesus that tell me that I should come on the water. And Jesus says, come and walk on the water like a king. Jesus Christ made nonsense of life when he was on this earth. He just walked over life simply and easily. And by faith, we are also able to walk over life. Can I have an amen? So there is a word of God that is able to sustain you on the sea of life, that is able to make you ride the waves of the sea of life. I like the way Peter did, verse 29. As soon as Jesus Christ told him that come, he did not think about the waves. He just got out of the boat. And that is how we have to do when it comes to our faith life. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to know that Peter did not tell Jesus that, Jesus, if it is you, then comes a storm. He did not say that. Some of us, we want to be able to calm every storm in life. But I want you to understand that as long as the thoughts of God and the assignment of God for you is contrary to the assignment or the winds of life, there is going to be a storm. If you do a little climatology, you understand that a storm only arises when there are two opposing winds. maybe of different density, maybe a light wind and then a heavy wind or a moist wind, when they collide, then a storm arises. So when ideas, the word of God, will always collide with the mentality of human beings. That's why he says, I forsake yours. So as long as the word of God is against the expectation and the mentality of human beings, there are bound to be storms of life. But we have to get the attitude of Peter. We have to just act on the word of God and move out of the boat. That is what Smith Wigglesworth said. He said that faith jumps. Faith jumps. He said that fear hesitates. But faith jumps. And that is what Peter did. He just jumped and started to walk on the water. Now, I want us to understand that there are two types of faith that was involved in Peter walking on the water. Two types of faith. The first one is Peter's faith. And then the second one is Jesus's faith. Peter's faith made him walk on the water to Jesus Christ. But the Bible says that when he saw the wind, or when he saw that the wind was boisterous, and he saw the ideas of men and the expectation of men and the teachings of men was so strong, and it was like a moving current all around him, his humanity showed. So he started to sink. And so he cried out to Jesus, "The Lord save me." And that is where we see the faith of Jesus. In verse 32, the Bible says that immediately Jesus put out his hand and then saved Peter. And verse 32 says that, and when they got into the boat, I made you to notate, because that one shows us something, that both Peter and Jesus were one more time walking on the sea of life until they got into the boat. Hallelujah. These are the kind of faith that you are going to need. Your own faith that overcomes the world, according to 1 John. And then you need the faith of God, or the faith of Jesus. In other words, what happened to Peter was that he started life on the sea of life with his own faith when Jesus' word came to him. But then he continued walking on the water. Remember, he did not sink. He began to sink. He started falling or failing. Maybe the water was getting to maybe his shin area, getting to the knee area. And so he cried out, and then Jesus saved him. And Peter started walking again. This time, not on his faith, but he was walking with the faith of God. Or he was walking with the faith of Jesus. That was the faith that sustained him until they both got into the boat. Now, I want us to understand something very important. That as believers, we don't have a problem with faith. Because faith is a gift that God gives unto us. The problem that people have as far as faith is concerned is a transition period from the time where you have no faith or you are full of hope to the time where you receive the word of God and then faith comes into your life. That transition, managing the transition from hope to faith and managing the transition from your faith now to the faith of God, that is where the problem lies. You will think that the problem of faith lies in the middle of your faith walk, or maybe towards the end of your faith walk. But I tell you what, it is in the very beginning of your faith walk, when from hope you have to get faith. That is where the problems of believers is, or lie. Or from the point where your faith is failing, and then you have to capture the faith of God, and to be able to transition from the point that you are sinking to the point where you are now continuing to walk on the water. That is where we have problems with faith. So I want you to listen to me very carefully. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing,
and hearing by the word of God. Before the Bible said that, it began to talk about how shall they preach without being sent. I mean, things like that. And so faith coming by hearing is talking about faith coming when you are hearing a preacher. Hallelujah. It is a preacher who is inspired by God, who is speaking the word of faith. So let us note this, that the time that you have hope, like Peter had hope, when Jesus told him, let us go to the other side, they were hoping they would get there until they got to the point where Peter saw that no, to be able to overcome life and to be able to make success in this world, I must have faith. And so he invites the word of God, and the preacher, Jesus, speaks unto him and says, I come. Now, Peter immediately acted on the word of God. And that is the way that our attitude must be as far as faith is concerned. When faith is coming, it is coming to you so that you can activate it, so that you can give life to it. When faith comes through hearing the word of God, and at the point of hearing the word of God, you don't act on that faith, the faith dies. And so you walk away from church having a semblance of faith called hope. And you go and act on the hope, and it does not work because that thing is dead already. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.